Section 12. Room 10. Hunting and fishing in the area. In this room, we can see some of the objects and tools used by the men of Rivere to gain part of their sustenance from the great river. They hunted with classic rifles, both on the move and stationed in huts on the edge of small natural and artificial ponds, on which they placed decoys in the form of fake floating birds. One of the birds exhibited here is made rather ingeniously from dozens of corks joined together. Hunting with punt guns, however, was remarkable. The two exhibits are copies, but the real punt guns were assembled from wartime surpluses, placed on boats and loaded with nails and various scrap metals. The shot made the small boats recoil up to 20 meters, but the deadly shot pattern produced carnage among the birds. In one shot alone, a punt gun could shoot down as many as 36 ducks. But fishing was actually the most profitable activity, as there were many species of fish in the clean waters. Just think of the giant of the Po, the prized sturgeon, coveted prey of every Po fisherman. In Rivere, specimens weighing nearly 200 kilos were caught, putting to test both the strength of the fishermen and the sturdiness of the trammel nets and hooks used to retrieve them. Wicker pots, and later pots made of iron mesh, were used to capture eels. The bait for the pots was captured with light nets, such as the Olandina. The harpoons and spears that can be seen here in the display case were used to capture from the boat the fish swimming in shallow waters. Youths fished from the shore using rattan or bamboo fishing rods with rudimentary lines and put their catch into Borghino wicker baskets. Finally, there are several lamps on display. These were used for fishing, but also for checking the levees during floods. The oldest used oil and carbide, while the most recent ran on gas.